My name is Anna Christina Cash, and the new single is Tough Love Woman.
I'm not the kind of girl who's gonna waste my time stepping out trying to make you mine. If you want me, baby, show me now. I need a full-grown man who won't back down, 'cause I'm a tough-love woman.
Okay, we continue with our interviews today, and a real pleasure, Anna Christina Cash.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you.
And you're part of royalty, obviously, wife of John Carter Cash.
My husband, yes, yeah. he's wonderful. I love him.
I should hope so.
Yes.
No, that's not. And he's co-produced or produced the album.
He's produced the Tough Love EP, which is my EP, and he's producing the album as well. And the EP is out March 14th, and we're really excited.
Good. And what's the lead track?
The lead track is Tough Love Woman, which is a retro song, kind of a throwback, and really about empowerment and taking, you know, respecting yourself, really, and not taking, you know, bad relationships in. So it's about being tough, really, which the title is Tough Love Woman.
Good. So how long have you been performing and recording?
Since I was 6 years old. I was on the show Sábado Gigante from the Univision Network. I grew up in Miami, Florida, so I've been performing and competing since I was 6 years old onward. And when I was 15 years old, I was signed to the Latin division of Sony Music, which was my first record label, and ended up performing around the world, and ended up singing at the White House in 2006 and at the presidential inauguration in 2005, among other things. And really, it's been wonderful to travel and to meet people because of music.
And when did you meet John?
John and I met in 2014. Was it late 2013? And we became engaged in 2015. We met when I lived in Los Angeles at the Sunset Marquee Hotel, and we were friends for 9 months before ever going on our first date.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's lovely.
Yes. And it's
such a shame, though, you never got a chance to meet the big John.
It is a shame. Such a talented man, someone whom I admire very much, definitely. We try to, you know, both he and I try to continue his legacy through tributes. We just did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and honored him through his songs and everything. So we do the best we can with that. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So is John going out? Does he perform with you when you go out on the road?
Yes, he does. Like, he'll do usually sets of his own thing, and I'll do my own original music as well, and we'll do duets together. And really, it's just so fun to be able to collaborate with your life partner, which is really something special, definitely.
Well, I see on here you've done Seminole Wind.
Yes,
that's probably one of my top 10 songs.
Really?
of all time. I know the fiddle player Joe Spivey, and oh my goodness, it's such a great song. So I'm looking forward to hearing your version.
I'm so excited that you like it. I chose to put that on the EP because growing up in South Florida, I used to visit Seminole Territory all the time, and I felt it was something that I really connected with. And we did a kind of a different take on it. And you know, I love what John Anderson did. His lyrics are so beautiful. One of my favorite songs too.
Yeah,
really is. I'm passionate about that.
Somebody else did a version of it probably 2 years ago. I can't remember who it was, but it's just a great song. No matter how you do it, it's just haunting. I think that's what the word is.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to live in Florida as well, in Homestead.
On Homestead, that's not far from where my parents live. They live in Kendall, so yeah. I know Homestead really well. So you know Knoxbury Farm then, and the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, I was very young, so okay. I can't remember too much. And I know the town got blown away afterwards. The only town in America that's ever got blown away in a hurricane.
I went through Hurricane Andrew, actually, and Homestead was not far from where we live, so I remember just windows blowing in my home and being scared to death. Yeah. It was a Category 5. I was 6 years old, so it's really bad.
And then they made that TV series, sort of The Invaders or something, and it was at the Homestead Air Force Base, because my stepfather was in the Air Force.
Okay.
So
yes.
Where things were coming out of the water, some strange alien things, but it was Homestead, and it was really weird.
I haven't seen that one, and I will now, thank you.
It's a really good series, but it was just weird. You know.
It's pretty cool.
But, anyway.
Well, there's something we share in common there. That's great.
There you go.
I know Homestead well.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Anna Christina Cash, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They'd dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat upon a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, alligators and the gulls.
So what's your plans now? Obviously promoting the single, the EP. Are you going on tour?
Well, right now I have a show in Douglas Corner here in Nashville on March the 8th, and we're booking more shows locally, and you know, hopefully have plans to create a tour of some sort. But now I'm finishing up the rest of this album, because I have an amassment of songs for the album finished, but it's about having the right ones put together for the EP, so they all kind of tell a story and make sense with each other, really. So just with that, you know, this album, it has blues influence, it has country influence, Americana, real American root stuff, and rockabilly, and you know, I'm just really happy that it's going out there.
Wonderful. Yeah, will you be doing videos for it?
Yes, later on. Yes, definitely. I will be doing a video for Southern Roots and possibly Tough Love Woman as well.
Good. Because I'm also presenting a program on Ditty TV. Do you know them?
Yes.
It's the Roots, Americana,
yes.
Roots TV out of Memphis.
Yes.
So, you know, so they would love that.
Oh, good. Definitely wonderful. Yeah, I would love to put it out there.
And you're recording this at the Cash Cabin Studios?
At the Cash Cabin Studio in Hendersonville, where we live. So it's a good 30 minutes out from Nashville proper, you know, but it's really, really quiet out there, and I enjoy living there.
Must be quite eerie with the feeling of John about.
Well, you know, it's something. The studio itself, you know, some people say that it's not that it's haunted, but like they've heard things before, and sometimes even John Carter, my husband, like says it's his dad, because he used to play the key of C on the piano, and one day we were in a session and all the musicians had left, and something played the key of C, and we all heard it, and it was eerie, you know, because he used to spend a lot of time doing his writing there.
Sure.
And then later recording, but it's,
well, he's keeping an eye on you.
Yes. Making sure I'm a good daughter-in-law.
That's great. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, I mean, you'd go well in the UK.
Thank you. I love the UK so much. So, you know, like I visited London last year and Bath. I would love to do a tour there sometime. I really am passionate about it. I was supposed to do a show in Liverpool where they were honoring Manuel, okay. You know, the clothier here, but yeah. the show didn't go through for some reason, that the production was going together.
Yeah,
but I mean,
shame, yeah.
Yeah, but I would love to visit Liverpool too. I would love to go. So I'm a big Beatles fan. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of that. And the Americana scene, beside the country scene, is growing very big over there as well. So there's like two or three different markets going on, which are all very successful.
Well, that's really exciting to hear, because I would love to travel there and perform.
Yeah,
so.
Lots of singer-songwriter events, you know, but not the straight country, but, you know, the Americana acts. Well,
yeah. Hi, my name is Anna Christina Cash, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Down south in no man's land was a good wife dealt a dirty hand. Her man's head just wasn't right. He got sick drunk most every night. He married her for her daddy's money, and to spread the seed of his family tree. She married for love and the sake of the heart, but all the good had fallen apart. There's a tree grows tall by the water side, 'cause it's standing on southern roots. And you don't mess around with the girls in the south, 'cause the mamas teach the girls to shoot. He came back home from a pistol fight, stoned and drunk in the middle of the night. He hit her hard with the butt of his gun. That's the moment she came undone. Well, he woke up sick with a pain in his head. She brought him coffee and breakfast in bed. She rubbed his feet and she gave him a smile and said, can we take a walk in a while?
was tall by the water side, 'cause he's standing on southern roofs. And you don't mess around with the girls in the south, 'cause the mamas teach the girls to shoot. She took a shovel down to the creek, dug a hole 3 wide 6 deep. Back at the house her eyes did shine. She said, sweetie, fresh air will clear your mind. Well, she looked pretty with the wind in her hair, with the smell of Tupelo in the air. She kissed his lips and the deed was done. She shot him twice with her mama's gun. There's a tree grows tall by the water side, 'cause he's standing on southern roots. And you don't mess around the girls in the south, 'cause the mamas teach the girls to shoot. There's a tree grows tall by the water side, 'cause it's standing on southern roots. And you don't mess around with the girls in the south, 'cause the mamas teach the girls to shoot. He lays beneath the Spanish moss, where all her pain was finally lost. She planted a live oak right on his grave, and the tree grows taller every day.